eight, nine uncles and aunts. You see it all, the estate just, it was all split up, and there was no way of keeping that together. Mm-hmm. So it was sold.
A couple of other things about names for rooms of the house. You used the word parlor when you were talking about the
room. Usually
and so forth.
It was referred to as a living room.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same room, the parlor and living room?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then what happened in the sitting room then, which was a separate room?
I don't know. I guess people just sat around in the sitting room. I know one thing that we did not have in our house. Mm-hmm. That always fascinated me in several of the houses where I would play, and that would be one of these living rooms that was never used, or a parlor mm-hmm. that was just mm-hmm. closed off, fully furnished, mm-hmm. sitting there as though it's ready to be used at any mm-hmm. time, but nobody ever went into one of those places.
Yours was not like that.
Ours was not like that. Everybody was everywhere.
I'm sure since it had the piano and the organ in it, it was probably used for music.
Right. Well, you see, they... most of my family played mm-hmm. One or the other. In fact, mm-hmm. I had an uncle that went to Europe before the First World War to study with Busoni. And he was there, and then the war broke out, mm-hmm. and he, I'm told, got out of Germany, just took mm-hmm. the last ship to mm-hmm. run the blockade out of Germany, getting out, coming back. And, well, he was going to be a concert pianist and so on, but that just busted up his career or whatever, and that's at least the excuse that the family gave. And there was one more reason why the old man hated the English.
Mm-hmm.
They had ruined his son's musical mm-hmm. career. That is a funny story that my mother tells. My grandfather believed very firmly in prenatal influence. So he insisted that my grandmother do nothing when she was awake except sit at the piano and play the piano all the time. As soon as Leonard was born, okay, that's enough. You don't have to play the piano anymore. You can quit and go back to the kitchen or whatever
you're
doing.
Did he want to be a pianist after that?
Pardon?
Did he have an affinity for the piano after this? After this excessive prenatal influence?
Well, Leonard became a very fine pianist. Oh. He's the one that studied in Europe and so on. But actually, I doubt the prenatal influence had much to mm-hmm. do with that.
Do you play?
No, I do not. I was probably the only one. Even my mother could play the piano. Most of them could play the piano. Now, one of them didn't. Leonard, of course, had been formally trained mm-hmm. from the time that he was an infant almost at the piano, and he was a very, very skilled pianist. I had another uncle, for example, who my grandfather, because Henry wouldn't study, my grandfather just put him to work as an apprentice at Will Lyon's music store when he was about mm-hmm. 16. Just said, that's the end of it. I mean, you won't study, we'll make you an apprentice. And Henry went down there and started building pianos and organs. Those were the days when they would assemble these things there. You know, they'd get the parts and make them and repair them and so on. And Henry played the piano just by ear. I don't think Henry could ever read a note, but Henry could play with great skill, but it was strictly by ear. And all of the others could play, probably from practice mm-hmm. and from formal training, but Henry was the one that had been almost thrown out of the house.
Before we get to the end of this tape, which we're about to do, would you just do a couple of very prosaic things for me, purely for pronunciation? Would
Certainly.
You count to 15, slowly?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
The number after 19 is?
20.
And after 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 99?
100.
After 999?
1,000.
After, would it be 999,000?
1,000,000.
That's the one.
1,000,000,000.
No, you needn't go any
trillion.
Further. The ordinal numbers, would you run through the first 10 of those?
What do you mean by
first?
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th.
Okay, and would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Starting with Monday or Sunday?
Doesn't matter at all.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I think that's a good place to quit for the day.